from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The number one thing out there right now is this, you hear in the world of sports, the eye test. The eye test means, I don't care what the analytics tell you, I can tell a guy like Ben Simmons is a loser, is pathetic, I never would have picked him. I don't care what analytic, what crazy stuff. The eye test. Well, the eye test on Biden right now is pretty clear of the decline that's going on. It is incredibly clear. The Daily Mail today has this story that Clinton, Obama, Pelosi, and Schumer are scheming to take Biden out if the debate is a debacle. Well, I think that's all true. A lot of people are scheming to do it. I got to see it because I don't think he's going to go. But the decline is apparent. So here is the White House, the French woman, Karine KJJP, telling us, don't look at the eye test, because these are cheap fakes. They're deep fakes, meaning Fox News and others are somehow or another leaving things out. They're staging it. The latest, Biden freezing at the $28 million Hollywood Fest, that somehow or another, what we saw is not what we saw. And I could break it down for you. Obama did a good job after the initial get Biden out of there. He had to take a step over to touch Biden on the wrist to say, hey, Joe, let's get off the stage. And then he pivoted and put his hand at the top of his back, kind of patting him on the back like they were buddies, just walking triumphantly off the stage together. Obama did a good job. They're mad at Obama. Why did he have to move Joe out of there? He saw what was happening. He did move him out of there. All right, here is the press secretary, though, telling us they're tired of this stuff. And then I'm going to play you Michael Steele in a moment, former RNC head, saying it's not just Fox, it's the entire media doing this to Joe. Here's the press secretary.
There seems to be a sort of rash of videos that have been edited to make the president appear especially frail or mentally confused. I'm wondering if the White House is especially worried about the fact that this appears to be a pattern that we're seeing more and more.
Yeah, I think you all have called this the cheap fakes video, and that's exactly what they are. They are cheap fakes video. They are done in bad faith. And some of your news organization have been very clear, have stressed that these right-wing critics of the president have a credibility problem because of the fact checkers have repeatedly caught them pushing misinformation, disinformation. And so we see this, and this is something coming from your part of the world, calling them cheap fakes and misinformation. And I'll quote the Washington Post, where they wrote about this, and they said how Republicans use misleading videos to attack Biden in a 24-hour period. And to their credit, we have a conservative Washington Examiner did call them out as well, calling out the New York Post. Ironically, several recent cheap fakes actually attacked the president for thanking troops. That
oh
is what
God.
They're attacking the president for. Both in Normandy this happened, and again in Italy. And I think that it tells you everything that we need to know about how desperate Republicans are here. Instead of talking about the president's performance in office, and what I mean by that is his legislative wins, what he's been able to do for the American people across the country, we're seeing these deep fakes, these manipulated videos. And it is, again, done in bad faith.
Cheap fakes, misinformation, disinformation. All right, Jim, I'm going to skip around. This will be 9A. Here's John Roberts, news guy at Fox, straight down the middle. Here's his response to this newest. And you can say to yourself, Dom, why are they doing this? Why do you think they're doing this? What else do they have? It's the same thing with inflation. They have to keep on trying different things to run out the clock to hope that something sticks. That's why you do it. When you got nothing else, you're not just going to sit there and surrender. You're not going to admit it. You're going to continue to play with different things for as long as you can until Election Day. That's why they do it. I know it's maddening, but if you notice, for competitive advantage, even though not maybe in the same way as Fox or New York Post, others are showing this. They're voicing concern also. And again, not in quite the same way. This is a game of inches. So perceptually, and I'm of two minds with this, I almost feel like not pointing this out, because I think that Biden could be, given what we're continuing to see, their worst option. Now, a lot depends on the debate. We do not want to, Miranda Devine at New York Post, very smart on this, we don't want to lower the bar so much that Biden cannot stand there and articulate anything at any time, at any place for the debate. That's what they want. Then, whatever drug he may be using, whatever else they're doing to pump him up, if he can just shout something, have a friendly home court advantage, then he might get by with it. We don't want to lower the expectations. All right, so here is John Roberts answering this. And look, again, they're trying to conflate all of these things. There's been 50 of them. Some of them, maybe people jumped the gun. Maybe it wasn't quite that way. But it's clear to me, frame by frame, Obama saw what was going on. Obama took him by the wrist. That wasn't the triumphant once he pivoted him, slapping on the back as they're going off. Great job by Obama in that situation. Obama could say, what the hell do you want me to do? You want to have him just stand there frozen and I'll walk off? Suppose for a moment Obama pivots, good night everybody, and walks off. How long? I mean, this is a pillar of salt.
I can't believe this.
This is Sodom and Gomorrah, where he's being frozen into a pivot of salt. Juneteenth. He was frozen there and they were trying to unfreeze him, the George Floyd family. They had trouble unfreezing him. He just kind of nodded at them. He literally is looking off into the distance. Now, the NATO thing, if that's the case, why did the Prime Minister of Italy feel, and she's right there, that she had to guide him back, that he's frozen there too? These are people in the public eye. Obama, the Prime Minister of Italy, they felt the need to corral him and move him back into some kind of position. Dan, what do you think?
100%. And when you look at it from the other angle, too, it's just as bad. Like, the guy's waving aimlessly at a bunch of soldiers who are looking at him like, Why is this guy aiming with me when he clearly needs to take a picture and turn around? Like, should I tell him? I'm a soldier, but should I tell him to turn around? Because this is one of the heads of state. And the whole idea of cheap fakes, Dom, and deep fakes, cheap fakes has always been a term used online to be a baked-in meme, essentially. And what that means is, like, if you have Photoshop would be your deep fake. It would be a well-done, you know, AI image, where cheap fake is like a Microsoft Paint version of the same thing, where you're trying to manipulate an image to essentially make someone say something they're not saying. That's not what's going on here. The Biden administration's taking this term, bastardizing it, and I think they're setting setting up to get ahead of what you were saying. When Biden starts to continue to mentally fail and he has more and more of these mistakes, they can more egregiously say, hey, look, that's a cheap fake. That's a deep fake. And you heard KJP even conflate the two terms, which is incredibly dangerous. I don't think they recognize the precedent that these kind of accusations set.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, they're going to have more trouble with it. It's not just Fox and the New York Post. Others are showing it. They're not breaking it down quite the same way. Now, if that doesn't stop Morning Joe, we'll play him. He's delusional, and he says it's just all lies. The former head of the RNC. But the eye test in life is, go with your gut, the eye test. You're looking at the eye test there. Now, you can tell when somebody, some of these cuts, when Biden did that 19-second ad, and it looked like there were 8 or 9 cuts in 19 seconds. You can see it. You can feel it, particularly a professional would. They're not doing this. And I think Fox has gone out of their way when they know it is real, they have them, to show you even more, to provide the context. Obama did the right thing there. There was no way to get Biden out of that crouch. Once he did, then he hammed it up with him, beautifully done. But he didn't know that where he was handing him off around the waist, they still were going to have camera footage of that. You can't hide this stuff. Question is, I'm torn with how maddening this is because of Dan's point with these people that they think they're just going to push this through. The eye test doesn't matter. Ben Simmons is the guy you're going to pick. I'm sitting there, nope, next. You can fire me, you can do whatever, but I'll find 50 guys better than this guy. It's the same thing with Biden. The eye test tells you right in...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In front of us, nobody's making anything up. There's no big conspiracy. The reason it's happening is it's getting worse, incrementally getting worse day by day.
Can we go inside baseball for a second, too?
Yeah.
With the world of media here, and when you have this kind of reaction to what's alleged as a cheap fake or a deep fake, it's going to give pause for ABC, NBC to run this stuff in the future because they're going to be worried about some kind of pushback from the Biden administration that it's a cheap fake or deep fake, when no, it's just reality. So I'm nervous that news directors going forward are going to lose any kind of courage that they may have had left, which is literally to none, and not run anything that makes Biden look bad in fear that it's going to be labeled a deep fake by KJP in the next day press conference.
Well, I'll take the other side, and I'm saying for competitive advantage, it's impossible. And also, Dan, they may sense what I'm still on the other side of. They may sense they want to be part. They're doing a service to stop Trump by getting Biden out of there. So I could argue at a certain point, they're feeling it. A lot of people want to push Biden out. They may think they're helpful. I could see a news director saying, yeah, well, it is the news, and we don't want him in there anyhow. He probably can't win. I still think we don't want to set the bar so low, just about a week or so away, a week away Thursday, on the big debate, because Biden, whatever they're doing with him, I'm not going to lie to you and say, oh, he's still just going to crumple up. Somehow or another, for about an hour, he might be able to get away with just screaming policy things, something he's said all his life. And you don't want to have the bar so low set, you see? They're making it up. They're just making it up. Now, there's a big debate about, are they going to be shown walking to the podium? I hear there's even a debate about what distance they should be made to walk. My God. They're trying to probably get him to only have to walk three steps to the thing so that it won't look bad.
It's nuts. It's nuts. The new definition they set forth, Dom, the KJP, is any kind of clip taken out of context is not allowed in a presidential campaign anymore. It's a cheap fake.
Exactly.
Like I got to ask, what's Charlottesville then?
Yeah, exactly. Well, yes. The thing
is that a cheap fake?
Yep. Oh, absolutely. Well, the good news is, though, that, and I'll share this throughout the show today, that Trump has actually been doing policy sessions. I know some of you don't like that. Just let Trump be Trump. No, no, no. In this debate, Trump has the message. All that he needs is a little bit of organization in this to cogently make several points about illegal immigration, about African-American voters, about things of that nature. Less is more organized. He's meeting with J.D. Vance. I'll give you the whole list. Kind of like Trump sat with Rick Santorum before the election, well before it in 2016, Blue Collar Conservative, Santorum's book. Now, Trump already felt a lot of those things. All he needs is a little bit of organization going on there. You heard what I said about the eye test here and the type of nonsense they're putting out to try anything to gain a little bit more time to see what happens. Now it appears there is a lot riding on the debate. If it's a debacle, which I'm in the camp that says it won't, meaning somehow or another, whatever they're doing with him to prep Biden, as they did with the State of the Union, day-to-day ones, you know, whatever it is, it might be sort of you can't do that every so often. He might be able to skate by enough where people will go, yeah, well, it looks like Trump was more in command. Trump won, but it wasn't a debacle. And they will try to spin it toward it was a triumph. So we don't want to set the bar so low that if he just stands up and is not frozen for 90 minutes, that he was okay. That's the line we're walking here with this. But it is obvious. And the Obama incident was more obvious than any of them. And, you know, there's conspiracy theorists on the Democrat side. Obama did that because that's a sign they're taking him out. I just think as a seasoned performer, Obama reacted appropriately, tried to unfreeze him, pretend they were buddies, and then he sort of handed him off. All right, let me go to Ron in Montgomeryville on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ron, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. I have three quick items. One, since the Democrats want rules, and they're making up rules for the debate, the one rule that I think should go in there by the Republicans is that the moderator cannot refute or debate with the candidates, period, specifically.
Well, I think that is in there, whether or not they do it or not, though it's another thing.
What did I tell you guys at the beginning? No booing or hissing.
You know, in the definition of it, I think that's in there. Okay.
Yeah. The other thing is, I think Democrats have no choice but to cheat, and they'll be blatant about it if necessary, only because they have the DOJ and every other judges under their wings. They cannot let Trump be president. And the last thing is second chance, Nick Foles.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah
Nick Foles is a great one. Look, I don't want to go down this road. I don't know how many times we're going to say it, that they're just blatantly going to cheat and they got everything wired, they're going to get away with it. That's not true. All right? We are on this here. You know, that just strikes me as defeatism on this stuff. So what do we do? They're going to cheat that blatantly, but they got everything wired, the DOJ, no one's going to come after them. All right, I think one remedy toward that is to win where we're not on election night, counting, you know, 10 votes here and 10 votes there and all that type of stuff. I just don't want to go down that path. I want to be more optimistic about we have better people. Anybody would be better than Ron and McDaniel. Come on. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with William McVeigh, Director of Public Safety in Bensalem. Philadelphia police want to put up the pictures people who are frequent shoplifters. It's amazing how many of them do this as a job. I believe Ben Salem does something like this. How do they combat this? They're relentless on it. A couple of other things, too. And I'm also coming to your calls. Let's go to the Director of Public Safety for Ben Salem on the Dom Giordano Show, William McVeigh. Director, welcome back. Great to have you.
Thanks, Dom. Appreciate you having me today.
So tell me first of all, what you guys are doing in Ben Salem and why around this.
So as you just alluded to, this problem is going across the country. In Pennsylvania, over the last 2 years, we've seen a 30% increase in retail theft. It's costed the state approximately $3 billion in 2022 alone. But in Ben Salem, we've seen that exact climb, more over 30%. And at the beginning of this year, we wanted to do something to change that tide. So we teamed up with the Ben Salem Economic Development Committee, led by Bob Norcus. And what that is a group of business leaders. And they've helped us connect with local merchants and our box stores, and most importantly, the loss prevention officers, to start an information sharing network, post signs to deter criminals, letting them know we prosecute all crimes in our community, especially retail theft. And then we've also launched a social media campaign, which I think is getting the interest of Philadelphia, where on a weekly basis, we're putting out all the offenders. You know, we're being accused of trying to shame people and embarrass them, but it's simply not the case. It's really just to deter them from coming back to our town and stealing.
Now let me ask you, already in Philadelphia, too, William, I don't know if you saw this. Immediately, they're jumping on the cops, all kinds of civil rights arguments. Are you putting up people for any offense? Is there a certain level? Do you have to do it more than once before you make the list?
No, so we're being just if you commit retail theft,
okay,
we arrest you. As long as you're not a juvenile, we won't put a juvenile's picture up. But all adult pictures, no matter how small the infraction or how high it is, we're equal. Your picture goes up. We want you to know that if you commit a crime here, we're letting our public know who you are, so that if you come back, because they do recidivate, hopefully someone recognizes you, tips off security, calls us themselves, so they can be proactive to prevent you from committing that crime again.
Have you met with any resistance, though? Anybody threatened lawsuits or whatever? I haven't heard it, but I'm asking.
No, none. In fact, we have the opposite. Our community has loved it. They've embraced it on social media. We're getting upwards of 20,000 views on these. So it's really, we're looking at it as a force multiplier. We obviously don't want to violate anyone's rights ever. But that's just one part of this program. And then the other part is the technology and the change that we're having with our law enforcement into prioritizing retail theft and no longer looking at it as just a property crime or a nuisance crime, because it's really changing the landscape of how people feel in their communities.
Sure, without a doubt, it drives up the price. It makes it difficult. You know, being somebody that is a security in one of these places used to be a job where you had to be alert. Maybe develop some sense looking at people as they're shopping. But in Philadelphia, as you know, a guy murdered and others have been shot at in various places because when it becomes a thing that nobody bothers, sometimes these people are going to respond with violence then.
It's the old broken windows theory, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you do nothing and let it go, it's just going to become worse and more of a problem. And when these criminals think that they can get away with this, walk into a store. We have cases. We have a guy going to a Home Depot with a suitcase. He walks in with a suitcase and loads it with over $7,000 worth of circuit breakers and walks out. I mean, that's brazen. Other cases, stealing a suitcase and loading it with razor vacuums, the small vacuums. And then we catch her GPS has multiple calls in the area where she's going, and she's bragging about how she can just walk in and take these items without any repercussions. So we've seen it go way too far, and the pendulum needs to swing back. And I'm very proud that in Ben Salem, you know, our mayor, Joe DiGirolamo, he's right behind us with the EDC, and they're trying to make it business-friendly. And by that, safety's number one. And so far in just 6 months, we've increased our arrest rates 9% as compared to last year. So 65% of our retail thefts were closing in arrest because of this proactive approach, because of the connections with loss prevention, And because of the technologies like intersection cameras, LPRs, and even drones now, we're using to combat retail theft and send this message.
It's amazing. Any more communication now with Philadelphia with the new people in charge?
Yes. We've been very, very happy and surprised, actually, when it happened. The mayor, Sherelle Parker, she coordinated a meeting through the commissioner. Commissioner Bethel then reached out to all the local chiefs who touched Philadelphia's borders. It's the first time I've ever seen that happen. And the goal was to show her administration's support of public safety and police and to build relationships because, as we all know, if the city gets safer, the suburb gets safer. And we're very, very pleased to see that. And we've been working with Philly on some programs with our drones, with this retail theft project. So I think we're going to gain some more value working together. And it's very promising to see that the mayor is taking the steps she's taken to make the city safer.
We predicted it that it would. I'm so glad to hear you verify it. And the police commissioner, good guy, is going to be with us in studio, I think, next Thursday. We only have the Krasner problem, but we're slowly but surely working on that because ultimately that will relieve the suburbs. And I think, I'm not sure during your tenure, maybe, there were times when the guys like you and our buddy Pat Malloy and others had good relationships with the Philadelphia police and did not have this antagonism that we've talked about. Those days can come back.
Yeah, we've seen a drastic change since Commissioner Bethel's been in. He's attended local meetings. He's met with the suburban chiefs. He's been a great resource for us, and he's opened those doors and those channels back up at the higher levels of the organizations, which was lacking for a few years. So I'm very optimistic about us driving crime down in this whole region based on their actions. And obviously the suburban chiefs, we'll continue to do what we can do. And in terms of retail theft, listen, when you're leading the city of Philadelphia, you have a lot of other problems you got to deal with. Sometimes in the suburbs, we can focus more on these types of crimes. So that's where we have a little bit more of an advantage at times. So I'm just glad to see Philly has shifted gears with retail, and they're now focusing on that because I think it'll lead to solving other crimes as well.
Absolutely. I think we have top-notch people now, a lot that I'm honored. People like you that we can get on, what the mayor does in Bensalem. So I think you're right. Better days are coming. But 20,000 views of some of the stuff, aren't you overwhelmed by that? That's pretty good.
No, I mean, our sergeant that runs our social media, he does a great job. They're not only just pushing out who we arrest, but we're on a campaign pushing out. The video that we're getting from these loss prevention officers is incredible. So we're pushing out all these suspect images, and we're getting great leads from people. So it's a crime stopper for us and a force multiplier. Many of these retail theft crimes, why the rates are so high, is the digital images we capture of the suspects. We're turning around identifications within a day or two and getting a warrant to get them off the street. So social media has proven to be a great platform to assist us with our investigations.
Director, where do people go to see this online and maybe help out?
The best spot would be Bensalem Police Facebook page or Crime Watch in Bensalem. There are two landing pages. They can get any of our information, and we would encourage them to do so. And anyone else looking to do something like this in our community, I think key is connecting with your business associations so you get more boots on the ground and spreading the word and get everyone to take some ownership in this to help drive the numbers down.
Thanks, Director, as always. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on today, guys. Have a great day.
You are welcome. There's Dan. There was even more than I thought. 20,000 views. We know that's pretty good.
Woo.
Well, so what this is going to deter, first of all, would be those who maybe are not hardened criminals like some. Imagine a guy stealing the suitcase to then, in the same store, go and steal the other item to put him in the suitcase. Bring your own suitcase, at least. My God. Can you imagine a guy? I knew a guy who, years ago, somebody told me on air, they caught these kids, and maybe they had done it before, they were brazen. They walk into like a sporting goods, maybe it was a Bass, one of those, Dan. Two of them put a canoe over their head and walk out like they had bought it. That takes guts, walking out with a canoe. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Bensalem on top of it, and you heard what he said about the mayor and police commissioner. Now it's just the Krasner problem, the age-old problem. All right, phone lines. Oh, boy, I see a good one here. Maybe a potential winner. We'll get that coming up. Hit us mulligans on Friday, noon to 3. Hit us with somebody that deserves a mulligan, or somebody who got one, deserving or not, you can tell us. Done to your Dano show. So Rachel Maddow on The View today. Oh, my goodness. If Trump's elected, he might take The View off TV. No, that's it. I'm voting for the other guy. I know some of you out there, why do you always have to play The View? Oh, stop it already. Because most people listening both get infuriated and just laugh out loud at the ignorance, the sheer unadulterated ignorance. You just can't get enough of it. Come on. Stop putting up on Twitter. Stop playing The View. We're playing The View, and it's going to be on the air. Maddow also gushed that Biden has made the U.S. literally the envy of the world, but needs to run a better campaign. Here we're going back to it again with these wealthy people in their bubble.
We're over 30%. And at the beginning of this year, we wanted to do something to change that tide. So we teamed up with the Ben Salem Economic Development Committee, led by Bob Norcus. And what that is a group of business leaders. And they've helped us connect with local merchants and our box stores, and most importantly, the loss prevention officers, to start an information sharing network, post signs to deter criminals, letting them know we prosecute all crimes in our community, especially retail theft. And then we've also launched a social media campaign, which I think is getting the interest of Philadelphia, where on a weekly basis, we're putting out all the offenders. You know, we're being accused of trying to shame people and embarrass them, but it's simply not the case. It's really just to deter them from coming back to our town and stealing.
Now let me ask you, already in Philadelphia, too, William, I don't know if you saw this. Immediately, they're jumping on the cops, all kinds of civil rights arguments. Are you putting up people for any offense? Is there a certain level? Do you have to do it more than once before you make the list?
No, so we're being just if you commit retail theft, we arrest you. As long as you're not a juvenile, we won't put a juvenile's picture up. But all adult pictures, no matter how small the infraction or how high it is, we're equal. Your picture goes up. We want you to know that if you commit a crime here, we're letting our public know who you are. So that if you come back, because they do recidivate, hopefully someone recognizes you, tips off security, calls us themselves, so they can be proactive to prevent you from committing that crime again.
Have you met with any resistance, though? Anybody threatened lawsuits or whatever? I haven't heard it, but I'm asking.
No, none. In fact, we have the opposite. Our community has loved it. They've embraced it on social media. We're getting upwards of 20,000 views on these. So it's really, we're looking at it as a force multiplier. We obviously don't want to violate anyone's rights ever. But that's just one part of this program. And then the other part is the technology and the change that we're having with our law enforcement into prioritizing retail theft. And no longer looking at it as just a property crime or a nuisance crime, because it's really changing the landscape of how people feel in their communities.
Sure, without a doubt, it drives up the price. It makes it difficult. You know, being somebody that is a security in one of these places used to be a job where you had to be alert, maybe develop some sense looking at people as they're shopping. But in Philadelphia, as you know, a guy murdered and others have been shot at in various places because when it becomes a thing that nobody bothers, sometimes these people are going to respond with violence then.
It's the old broken windows theory, right? Mm-hmm. If you do nothing and let it go, it's just going to become worse and more of a problem. And when these criminals think that they can get away with this, walk into a store. We have cases. We have a guy go into a Home Depot with a suitcase. He walks in with a suitcase and loads it with over $7,000 worth of circuit breakers and walks out. I mean, that's brazen. Other cases, stealing a suitcase and loading it with razor vacuums, the small vacuums. And then we catch her GPS has multiple calls in the area where she's going, and she's bragging about how she can just walk in and take these items without any repercussions. So we've seen it go way too far, and the pendulum needs to swing back. And I'm very proud that in Ben Salem, you know, our mayor, Joe DiGirolamo, he's right behind us with the EDC, and they're trying to make it business-friendly. And by that, safety's number one. And so far in just 6 months, we've increased our arrest rates 9% as compared to last year. So 65% of our retail thefts were closing an arrest because of his proactive approach, because of the connections with loss prevention, and because of the technologies like intersection cameras, LPRs, and even drones now we're using to combat retail theft and send this message.
It's amazing. Any more communication now with Philadelphia with the new people in charge?
Yes. We've been very, very happy and surprised, actually, when it happened. The mayor, Sherelle Parker, she coordinated a meeting through the commissioner. Commissioner Bethel then reached out to all the local chiefs who touched Philadelphia's borders. It's the first time I've ever seen that happen. And the goal was to show her administration's support of public safety and police and to build relationships because, as we all know, if the city gets safer, the suburb gets safer. And we're very, very pleased to see that. And we've been working with Philly on some programs with our drones, with this retail theft project. So I think we're going to gain some more value working together. And it's very promising to see that the mayor is taking the steps she's taken to make the city safer.
We predicted it, that it would. I'm so glad to hear you verify it. And the police commissioner, good guy, is going to be with us in studio, I think, next Thursday. We only have the Krasner problem, but we're slowly but surely working on that because ultimately that will relieve the suburbs. And I think, I'm not sure during your tenure, maybe, there were times when the guys like you and our buddy Pat Malloy and others had good relationships with the Philadelphia police and did not have this antagonism that we've talked about. Those days can come back.
Yeah, we've seen a drastic change since Commissioner Bethel's been in. He's attended local meetings. He's met with the suburban chiefs. He's been a great resource for us, and he's opened those doors and those channels back up at the higher levels of the organizations, which was lacking for a few years. So I'm very optimistic about us driving crime down in this whole region based on their actions. And obviously the suburban chiefs, we'll continue to do what we can do. And in terms of retail theft, listen, when you're leading the city of Philadelphia, you have a lot of other problems you got to deal with. Sometimes in the suburbs, we can focus more on these types of crimes. So that's where we have a little bit more of an advantage at times. So I'm just glad to see Philly has shifted gears with retail, and they're now focusing on that because I think it'll lead to solving other crimes as well.
Absolutely. I think we have top-notch people now, a lot that I'm honored. People like you that we can get on, what the mayor does in Bensalem. So I think you're right. Better days are coming. But 20,000 views of some of the stuff, aren't you overwhelmed by that? That's pretty good.
No, I mean, our sergeant that runs our social media, he does a great job. They're not only just pushing out who we arrest, but we're on a campaign pushing out. The video that we're getting from these loss prevention officers is incredible. So we're pushing out all these suspect images, and we're getting great leads from people. So it's a crime solver for us and a force multiplier. Many of these retail theft crimes, why the rates are so high, is the digital images we capture of the suspects, we're turning around identifications, which in a day or two, and getting a warrant and get them off the street. So social media has proven to be a great platform to assist us with our investigations.
Director, where do people go to see this online and maybe help out?
The best spot would be Bensalem Police Facebook page or Crime Watch in Bensalem. They're two landing pages. They can get any of our information, and we would encourage them to do so. And anyone else looking to do something like this in our community, I think key is connecting with your business associations so you get more boots on the ground and spreading the word and get everyone to take some ownership in this to help drive the numbers down.
Thanks, Director, as always. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on today, guys. Have a great day.
You are welcome. There's Dan. There was even more than I thought. 20,000 views. We know that's pretty good.
Woo.
Well, so what this is going to deter, first of all, would be those who maybe are not hardened criminals like some. Imagine a guy stealing the suitcase to then, in the same store, go and steal the other item to put him in the suitcase. Bring your own suitcase, at least. My God. Can you imagine a guy? I knew a guy who, years ago, somebody told me on air, they caught these kids, and maybe they had done it before, they were brazen. They walk into like a sporting goods, maybe it was a Bass, one of those, Dan. Two of them put a canoe over their head and walk out like they had bought it. That takes guts, walking out with a canoe. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Bensalem, on top of it, and you heard what he said about the mayor and police commissioner. Now it's just the Krasner problem, the age-old problem. All right, phone lines. Oh, boy, I see a good one here. Maybe a potential winner. We'll get that coming up. Hit us mulligans on Friday, noon till 3. Hit us with somebody that deserves a mulligan or somebody who got one, deserving or not. You can tell us. Down to your Dano show. So Rachel Maddow on The View today. Oh, my goodness. If Trump's elected, he might take The View off TV. No, that's it. I'm voting for the other guy. I know some of you out there, why do you always have to play The View? Oh, stop it already. Because most people listening both get infuriated and just laugh out loud at the ignorance, the sheer unadulterated ignorance. You just can't get enough of it. Come on. Stop putting up on Twitter. Stop playing The View. We're playing The View, and it's going to be on the air. Maddow also gushed that Biden has made the U.S. literally the envy of the world, but needs to run a better campaign. Here we're going back to it again with these wealthy people in their bubble. The envy of the world, what he's done to us. I won't say the name of the place. It's true. I can pull up their menu. Dan's been to it with us here at the Shore. And she's looking now, Dan. She's on the BLT report and things like that. $17.95 it was at this place, what? Which is outrageous.
For a BLT?
Yeah. Well, it was a little bit more involved, but okay. Still. And the bottom line is, I don't fully blame Biden on that, but he's a large part of it. They have gone overboard. But you're experiencing this all over the place. The Maddows of the world just saying, well, he's not running a good campaign. He's not telling people enough. No, he's telling us, and the more he tells us, the more resentful people get. They know what's going on, and they know who did it. In fact, here's Bob Casey Jr. Beating that drum again that he has, and this time he did it on national TV. It's cut 5. Here's Casey telling us on MSNBC, it's the corporations.
We know that... Even after these huge multinational corporations got these record tax cuts we had rarely seen in recent American history, they got these huge tax breaks. They used most of that new revenue they had to have stock buybacks, and then they jacked up their prices, the price of food, the price of household items. And people not only feel it every week, but I think they know what it is, and it's greed. It's greedflation. I've talked a lot about, and the president has as well, shrinkflation, where they're shrinking the size of the product and not shrinking the price.
They love their shrinkage.
Tips in the bag.
Absolutely. But the larger question is just basic greed. When they can jack up prices on food and laugh all the way to the bank, we have to take action against that. And when I talk about not just pointing it out for voters to focus on, but also when I talk about taking action, that's where you get people's attention. People want us to pass a price gouging bill so you can go after these companies, hold them accountable. And I think they also want us to vote to roll back those big corporate tax breaks because obviously these big companies didn't need it because they're jacking up their prices.
Clearly.
Yeah, here's a guy who has not worked a day in his life except off the father's name. He may be a nice guy, but if I ever get a chance to interview, I got to go through that again. Off the father's back, off the father's name, every job in government. That's all that he's ever done. And he's a genius telling us about Snickers bars and greedflation. He knows nothing of the economic marketplace, particularly the food industry, where if you get out of line and people can go to another place, that's where they're going to go. They're going to go to another corporate product. They're not going to just buy that product because people are jacking it up. Let's see if the American people, they know exactly. Where's the groundswell to pass all these price gouging bills? Is that what we're hearing? Or are we hearing people say, we know what Biden did and he's going to pay for it? Coming up, the one and only Scott Presler with a lot of updates. And we'll kind of preview what it's going to be like at, I'm going to ask him about Virginia. He's from Virginia. I think that's still home base. Glenn Youngkin, would he be a good VP choice? All that straight ahead on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.